Good afternoon, and let's get ready for the show. It's the Kenny Hodge Podcast. Today, I'll be talking to you about a 1750 employee evaluation and or probationary report.
Too many changes, you change from your greatness, become a byproduct of yourself. All for the paper regardless. The market see you as an old ass artist. The McCartneys live past the Lennons, but Lennon's the hardest. Stay on your path, stay on your craft. They just want you to switch your lanes up so they can hate on your ass. What's in the name? What's in the name? Suffering and pain, guts, blood and tears. Aim straight, game face, king's grace. I came in this thinking you was gonna be this great thing, cause I seen the greats do it with a great queen. What these kings have in common? They had women who solid. Malcolm needed Betty. I met some queens who wasn't ready. They envy the unhappiness of the great.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure for me to speak to you today in regards to a form called a PS Form 1750, better known as the Employee Evaluation and or Probationary Report. Before I go into the items that's listed on this form, I want to tell you a little bit about how I view this form. This 90-day probationary report, to me, is essential if you're trying to build a different workforce. See, one of the things that I believe the Postal Service just neglects to do is they keep their supervisors, the line SDOs and the line supervisors, they keep them stretched so thin that it does not allow the supervisor the proper time to coach, mentor, or develop any employee. Most of the employees that come to the post office that end up being what the postal management might consider good employees were employees who already had that work ethic before they came to the post office. In most cases, there's nothing that postal management did or will do that's going to change that. And one of the reasons is they refuse on a mail handler, clerk, carrier level to exercise this evaluation form in the manner that it was intended to be used. If this form is exercised properly, the first day you're in a unit, a supervisor should sit you down and talk to you. Welcome to the post office. These are some of the things that we will be expecting from you, or, you know, for you to have successful employment. See, that conversation never happens. And when that supervisor sits down with that employee, there are six categories that management will be evaluating this employee in, and this work quantity, work quality, dependability, work relations, work methods, and personal conduct. Those are the categories in your initial 90-day employment with the Postal Service that management should be explaining to you and observing to ensure that you are in line with what postal standards are going to be. But they refuse to do that time and time and time again. And what happens is you have a lot of employees who learn the job through osmosis. You just do it every day. Nobody ever told you it was right or wrong. So the fact that they didn't say it was wrong, you take it to be right and you continue the rest of your career. I'm simply saying, as the new age postal employee, and yes, you're going to be the new age because this is probably going to be one of the last contracts you see of this type. So that new age employee, now you have to understand or be instructed by your manager what it is they expect of you. And let me tell you something, new employees, when that manager tells you everything, already understand you've got a wankster for a postal supervisor. What you have is a person who is responsible for evaluating you, but they do not know themselves. And when I speak of the 1750 employee evaluation and or probationary report, the absence of that would be like a soldier going in the military and all you did for basic training was drink soda and eat bonbons. Now you come out of basic training expecting to have a solid base to continue the rest of your military career, but you don't. So that means you are always, and I do mean always, going to be lagging. So I take that and I use that analogy with the Postal Service. If you don't take the time to mentor your employees on what it is you want done, and I say that very emphatically, what you want done, then how can you ever get upset at that employee for not providing it? And the reason I emphasize what you want done, that means, and no real disrespect, postal managers, postal supervisors, that means you have to learn your job, supervisor. You have to know what's needed in your area so that you can now set reasonable expectations on this new employee. For example, if you are four personnel short, and I say personnel because this is, not specific to any craft. You are four personnel short. You hire one. For you to put expectations on that one to cover the four, see, that's just not reasonable. And if you document that on this 1750, postal management will know it's not reasonable also. Does that make sense? So, again, I've always been an advocate of this form because I believe that this form is that postal employee's first introduction to what the rest of their career is going to be. And if management would lock in with that new employee and provide this, it's going to make much better employees. Now, again, I told you about the six factors that's going to be evaluated, but they are grades or markings, so to speak, that you can receive in each category: outstanding, satisfactory, unacceptable, or not observed. Now, let me tell you the real benefit, another benefit of exercising this form properly. If your first, second day at work, supervisor takes you off the floor, explains to you what's going to be expected, 30 days later, they come back, and you have your evaluation. Well, they say work quantity, work quality, dependability. Well, maybe you were satisfactory there. Work relationships. Maybe you had a problem getting along with coworkers. Maybe you had a problem taking instructions from supervisors because maybe you realized early in the game that they really don't know. But nonetheless, so you received an unsatisfactory there. I'm sorry, an unacceptable. Well, now that gives you about 60 more days to improve on that if employment with the Postal Service is what you really seek. But you see, if they don't do this form, then the supervisor has that unacceptable behavior in their head, never really explaining it to you, but through some little attitude. So you really don't have an opportunity to improve on that. But I'm telling you, new employees, if you insist on being evaluated, a couple of things you're going to find out, and I don't make any bones about it. You're going to find out that your supervisor, the person in charge, really don't know as much as they think they know about the unit they're responsible for. And the good side of that, and again, you got to take it and you got to build on it. If that supervisor finds themselves in a position where you're really not sure, then guess what? Golden opportunity for you to find out. Now, guess what? You just learned more about your unit and how to make it more efficient while simultaneously understanding how to set expectations on employees coming in your unit. And let me tell you, when you talk about this with a lot of fellow employees, union officials, you're going to hear them not give a great emphasis to it because a lot of people go under the assumption that if you don't have it, then you didn't know. I'm saying, let's change that thought process. I want to have it so I will know, because as strange as it may seem, they may be asking of me something I'm just not going to do. Now, wouldn't it be nice to find that out in your first 90 days? Because, again, it's a job that's, I think it's an excellent job, but it's not for everybody. I'm sure you know people who come and go, but I'm saying if you had all your expectations up front and then you began your career working to satisfy those expectations, I think unequivocally that that would make a better employee, whatever better employee may mean. Okay, now I'm going to give you a real quick once over on what should happen if you are a new employee in the United States Postal Service. There's a form called a 1750 employee evaluation and or probationary report. You'll fill it out with your name. It says Social Security number, but I'm sure they're taking your employee number, title, pay location, appointment date, probationary ends. Now, what happens here is you and the supervisor are supposed to do this together. And when I say do this together, once you have that initial, and when I mean initial, maybe your first or second day in the unit, that supervisor should be going over these expectations with you. And if you look on the bottom of the form, there's a box that says, have expectations been jointly discussed? Yes or no? Both of you initially. Now, what happens is, this is a carbonated form. There's a white copy that's forwarded to postal officials. There's a yellow copy that you get to keep. And then there's a green copy for the supervisor. So again, you have that initial conversation. They tell you what's expected. They explain to you about quality, quantity, dependability, work relations, work methods, personal conduct. They give you this. So now, day one, day two, you now have these expectations. You signed that you and the supervisor discussed it. And let me tell you something else also. The fact that you initially, that you and the supervisor discuss these expectations in no way means you agree with them. You're simply saying, yes, that supervisor told me X, Y, Z. So know that. So there's no reason not to sign it if the supervisor explained some work factors to you. So after the initial, 30 days later, you and that supervisor meet. This form is present again. They go over A, work quantity, quality, dependability, work relationship, work method, personal conduct. In each one of these factors, you are giving a rating of O for outstanding, S for satisfactory, U unacceptable, or NO not observed. And it's very important for you to understand what it is that you should be talking about. So let's say, for instance, you got a bunch of satisfactories and one or two unacceptables. Well, now, if you agree with the unacceptables, you start to reshape your thought process so that whatever it is you're doing that got you an unacceptable, you want to move that over to the satisfactory or outstanding. But again, you have a roadmap in front of you showing you, hey, here's the road to success, but apparently you took a little right turn. To get you back on that road to success, these are the things you need to do. And this is why this form is so important, and the post office just overlooks it every time. So at the end of the 30-day mark, you come back, 60-day mark. And listen, every time you and your supervisor sit down and discuss this form, you initial it. See, this is not the type of form that you're at work and your supervisor comes to you and say, oh, hey, I need you to initial this. No, 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 folks, don't fall for that, because they are sidestepping the benefits if they execute this form properly. So after the 60 days, we come back to the 80 days. At the 80-day mark, you should be pretty certain whether your employment with the post office is looking pretty good or not. And you will know if you're still getting unacceptables in the 80-day mark, then again, it's borderline right now. But if you got all satisfactories, if you got all S's or S's and O's, then your employment with the post office should be pretty protected for hire. Then at the end, they do a final overall rating on your work quantity, work quality, dependability, work relations, work method, and personal conduct. And as long as you don't have a bunch of U's, you're going to be past your probationary period. And then one of the good things, if you are a mail handler, you now have access to the union's benefits. Now, one last thing I want to close the podcast with, and I want to read a paragraph off of the back of the 1750, the green copy. Under evaluation, second paragraph, it reads as follows. The probationary period performance rating must take into consideration that the employee being rated is new to the job. The performance level of the new employee during the probationary period must not be compared with those of experienced employees. Instead, the examples of satisfactory performance levels on the front of this form should be benchmarks to evaluate job performance. So, you know, something to think about. Little last shout out to the new supervisor doing evaluations on employees. Stop expecting that new employee to come into this new career and perform like one of the seasoned employees who left for whatever reason. Hey, this is Ken Hodge. I really wanted to get this message out to new employees because you have to stand up to give yourself the best opportunity for employment with the United States Postal Service. Have a great day.